to the Story Lounge. This one's called Little Ann. This begins with Little Ann not understanding a damn thing. Father never loved her, never cared, you see, and mommy barely paid any mind to her. She ain't understand life very well, she grew up wondering what's going on up in her life. She reached high school and shit wasn't getting right. Men were taking advantage of her cause she was shy. She never told her feelings or what she felt inside. Her own daddy touched her, she couldn't believe it though. She went to the doctors 100 times, made sure she wasn't pregnant. Never told her mother, cause her mother always drunk up on the couch. She ain't understanding now, she was feeling all alone though. And every time she had a boyfriend and they got up in the bed, yo, every time that they were finished, she would cry up in the shower feeling so disgusted of herself. She ain't know what was wrong with her, get it? They just don't get it, the pain of a woman strong. That leaves a man questioning what's going on. Cause many men make other men look fucked up. Ain't that be real? Cause nigga, they look at us like fucked up. Cause we be thugging like her last boyfriend. Are we smarter than her last boyfriend? Or maybe there's something that she can compare that got us scared in here. They just don't get it, little Ann just didn't understand nothing with it. Nothing seemed really clear with it. And then she met Brad with it. And Brad seemed the coolest, a senior football player jock. Yeah, that nigga was jocking and fronting and stunning. He made a bet with his friends though. Damn, but they ain't know Brad was a nasty fuck and he fucked with the wrong hoe. He caught them AIDS, yo. He gave it to Little Ann. Little Ann didn't know, cause Little Ann felt for the first time that somebody loved her. But she ain't even know the whole time Brad was recording this. Shit getting deeper, don't you get it though? The world hurts when you don't got your mother or your father. Lil Ann suffered, she ain't understand. So many cuts to her wrist, fam. But they ain't see it, they ain't see the sign. See the way she lost her mind, the world that she was living. Man, it felt cold as fuck, all alone. Barely could sleep, bags under her eyes every night. She just cried cause her mother never cared. Never came in the room just to see why little Ann's crying. And why little Ann feels so alone in this shit. Her mother never gave a fuck and that be real, kid. And her father never called, her father never cared. Cause her father thought that little Ann wasn't his. Because her mother was a bitch and a trick on the streets trying to get dollars with her hips. Little Ann went through it, and many women went through it. This is real talk with it. My mother went through it and then she went with it. So this the power of a woman coming out, a man speaking clear for the fucking women, fam. Cause Lil Ann deserves a story. And women deserve their fucking glory for taking our shit, for taking our spit, for taking our licks, for taking them hits. They just don't get it. A woman suffered with it since the 80s with it. You just don't get them gimmicks. Understand, follow with it. Little Ann finally pulled the plug with it. Brad finally got results, broke down and cried with it. Took the gun to his mouth, blew his mind with it. Little Ann took the rope. But before that, wrote a note to her mother, telling her, I hope you happy that I'm gone, cause no longer I will be here to breathe the same air that we share. A moment I thought you loved me right here, but let's see if you love me in the afterlife, cause tonight I say goodbye, mother. Mother walks in the room and finds Lil Ann and finally realized that the only thing that mattered was his daughter.